Welcome students, I am Professor Pranav Bhatia. Today we will be learning about licenses and the statutory compliances. So as and when the stakeholders decide to start a store in any area or any state, they need to have certain licenses, they need to have certain compliances to operate the store, and without having those licenses they cannot start the store. Therefore it's very important to have such statutory compliance in place. The law of the land needs to be followed, and now we will be seeing what all licenses and statutory compliances are required for effective operations of the store. Licenses required to operate in the store. So modern retail stores must comply with legal requirements necessitating the acquisition of licenses and permissions. So as I said, there are certain licenses which needed to run these stores. So in case of Maharashtra or Mumbai, they need to take a store license, store operating license, which is issued by municipality of that particular local area. So that is called shop and establishment license, which is required, which is a legal requirement of the law. Anyone opening a store in Mumbai needs to take that license, shop and establishment license, which is issued by the municipality. So these are the licenses and permissions which are required to operate the store. That is one of the examples. Adherence to this regulation is vital for lawful operation of the store. So in case if there is a license is missing, the government authorities will take action, and therefore adherence to this regulation is quite vital and it's quite important. The categorized list outlines in the specific requirements from different departments. So the government has a list, and there is definitely a categorized list which needs to be followed, and all the licenses are required from the departments need to be procured before starting the operations of the store. Emphasis is placed on the critical role of store head in ensuring compliance and timely renewal of licenses. So here also there is a store admin team and the store HR team, they are responsible. They need to have a checklist with them in case certain licenses which are not aware, they need to escalate to the store head, and it is the key responsible, it is the responsibility of the store manager to get in touch with the regional admin team or the regional team or the head office and ensure that they get all the licenses in time, and in case if there is a renewal, that renewal is done on timely manner, or renewal is done before it expires. Non-compliance can result into operational disruptions and potential penalties, highlighting the importance of adherence to legal requirements. So in case of non-compliance, there are chances that the government authorities will shut down the store. This disruption will result into loss of sale. And again, in case the government imposes penalties, it's again a loss for that particular store. Hence it is very important that all the licenses are procured before the store opening, and in case if there are renewal, it needs to be done well in advance, and definitely the store head, the store manager needs to keep in touch with the local admin team, regional admin team and the legal team to ensure that the store has all the licenses and permissions to operate well in advance. Now you will see that there is a checklist over here, and there is departments from where there is a list which shows which license is to be procured from which department. So if you see, there's a municipal corporation, they issue trade license, they issue bakery license, there is a FSSAI license, earlier called as PFA, nomination of person signing PFA, signage and glow sign boards. So these are the documents. In case if a store has a bakery, they need to have a license. Trade license is definitely required. Food license is required to handle food. And in case if they are putting a signage, there is a signage and glow sign board which needs to be, there is requisite fees need to be paid to the municipal corporation. Moving to the next one, there is a fire department, and then there is a fire license which needs to be obtained. The next is licensing authority with regards to agriculture department. So insecticide license form 6 to license to sell agricultural products. So if a store is selling agricultural product, they need to procure that particular license. In case if they are selling insecticides, then that license needs to be availed. inspection of drugs. So in case there is a drug license, that also needs to procure. In case if they are selling medicines and other drugs which are related to healthcare. Phonographic performance limited, that's the department. So in case if the store is playing music, they need to take the music license, which is called PPL. The full form is Phonographic Performance Limited and IPR. So the store just cannot play any music randomly. It violates the copyright of those, the original creators. And hence they need to only play the music for which the amount is paid, PPL license is secured and procured, and then only they can play the music. The next one is the labor department. So weekly holiday, if applicable, list of national and holidays, list of employees working in store and their timings, principal employer certificate, abstract act, rules of minimum wages, maternity benefit act, payment of gratuity act, and rules, name of authorized person, no sale of tobacco for minors. So all those things needs to be displayed in a frame, and that is the requirement from the labor department. In case if the store is operational for 365 days, then the weekly off of the specific staff needs to be mentioned, which would be in a weekday, as the store is working on Saturday and Sundays. Similarly, all those acts need to be framed and displayed, and as and when any person from the labor department wants to inspect, they can come, they can have a look. So the store HR needs to ensure that all these licenses, all this requirement by the law are available at any given point of time. Moving to the next is legal metrology, certificate of verification of weighing scales, registration of dealer for as a first time. So in case if there is a weighing scale available where the store is selling fruits and they are selling other merchandise, whether it is staples, food grains, and there is a weighing machine, then the weighing machine needs to be verified. There has a certification for weighing scale that also needs to be in place. Moving to the next, there is electrical inspectorate for running genset. So in case if the store is on a standalone property and they have installed a generator set, then definitely there is a license, there is a certification required from the electrical inspectorate that needs to be in place. So Department of Civil Supplies to sell certain essential commodities, repacking license for staples. So certain products like sugar and other materials, other merchandise comes under Essential Commodities Act, and definitely there is Department of Civil Supplies, all those permissions are required to sell those products. In case the store is selling repacking products for staples, obviously all those licenses are required. And the next one is sales tax or VAT. So there is a brand certificate which is required with regards to the sales and the VAT. Similarly, they need to have a liquor license if they are selling liquor in the store. Moving ahead, there would be the next set of licenses required are Drugs and Cosmetics Act. So records relating to purchase of drugs and cosmetics need to be maintained. Veterinary Benefit Act. So there is a license document which is muster roll in Form A, annual return in Form K. Minimum Wages Act, wage slips, salary slips to be available to all the staff, annual returns in Form 3 before 31st January to be sent. That is with regards to the Minimum Wages Act. The next one is Shop and Establishment Act. So weekly holiday, if applicable, daily period of work of employees, register of employment, employment register, register of wages, service card, service register, leave register, food handler certificate, name, board of establishment. So all these things are required where there is staff is involved, and there are prescribed formats which needs to be used by the store HR. And definitely all this document needs to be available as and when there is inspection from the government body. Moving to the next one is Act, the law which is Civil Supplies Act, which is regarding to essential commodities. So if any store is selling essential commodities, they need to have the requisite license. So all those things needs to be in place before operating the store or making the store operational. So there is a note as well that for the state act, every state has its own forms and registers to be maintained. Hence, prior information must be taken before from the concerned authority. So every store has a different law rule, and depending upon that state, the store HR, the regional admin team, or the regional legal team and the head office legal team needs to do proper check. They needs to ensure that whatever licenses are required are procured, and then the store is made operational. Overview of statutory compliances on products. So manufacturers are obligated to adhere to regulations concerning product packaging and labeling. So the manufacturer also need to follow the law of land, and there are certain requirements on packed products. So in case if the product is veg, non-veg, they need to ensure that there's a green sign with regards to the vegetarian. In case if the product is non-vegetarian, they need to mention with the red sign. Similarly, any packed product needs to have date of manufacturer, date of expiry. It has to have a batch number. It has to have local customer care number as well. So all these things are compulsory as per the law, and the manufacturers are they are obliged. They have to follow those labeling instructions. Moving to the second point, compliance ensures consumer safety and legal conformity in the retail sector. So when the manufacturer adheres this, he follows the compliance. It gives a safety to the consumer, and it also gives a conformity. It gives a confirmation that all the legal requirement is fulfilled. Next are the key points. Merchandising department play a crucial role in ensuring compliance with packaging and labeling requirements. So the buying team at the head office, when they talk to vendor, they also need to ensure that the supplier is following the packing label details required by the government, by the law of the land. They also need to ensure that the vendor is following all these rules and regulation before supplying the merchandise at the store. Otherwise, the store person will be held responsible. So all those team, the vendor team, all those persons in the merchandising team needs to ensure that the supplier adheres to the SOPs. Operation teams are responsible for identifying by any non-compliance and notifying the relevant personnel promptly. So there is a store performance operations team. They randomly take a round. They check whether the products are used appropriately, whether products are conforming to the standards. Any non-compliance needs to be notified. The product needs to be removed from the floor, and the store head needs to be informed appropriately. Non-conformance may result in penalties or legal consequences, underscoring the importance of strict adherence regulation. So in case if there is a government visit and they check there is a non-conformation, there are products with our barcodes, in case of imported products, the date of import is missing, then definitely the government will put a penalty. There would be a legal consequences, and definitely there would be an action taken against the store. Declaration on packages sold. So packages must be include specific declarations to comply with regulatory standards. The key declarations are identity of the product, manufacturer and packer details, net quantity and packaging date, maximum retail price, MRP inclusive of taxes, customer complaint, sale information, social requirements for multi-piece packages, product items and food and cosmetics. So when a vendor is selling a product, or there is a supplier who's selling a packed product, there are certain parameters which the manufacturer or the supplier or the vendor needs to follow. The packed product needs to have identity of the product, what is the product is, what are the ingredients, what are the key ingredients and additional ingredients that needs to be mentioned on the product. Name of the manufacturer has to be there. In case if it's a packer, then the name of repacking organization, name and address of the repacking person needs to be mentioned on the packaging. Net quantity and packaging date needs to be mentioned. Maximum retail price, MRP has to be there, which has to mention inclusive of taxes. Customer complaint number is mandatory. They have to have a customer care manager numbers as well. And definitely special requirements for multi-piece packages also needs to follow the conformation standards. Moving to the next point, there is food packages require additional salary declarations under FSAAI and or you can say it's a PFA regulations. So a packet of chips or anything which is consumable food package, they need to have a license and they need to have a declaration. Additional declarations under FSAAI, and that needs to be needs to be mentioned on the package. Ingredient names and composition, that also needs to be mentioned, what all products are used, for manufacturing that particular food item, and what is the composition, what is the protein, what is the fat level, all those things needs to be mentioned. Batch number and best before date needs to be mentioned, it's mandatory. Expiry date needs to be mentioned. Importer details for imported packages. So in case if there's an importer in India and he's imported some product, the date of import and the name and address details of the importer needs to be there on the packages. All declarations must be in Hindi, English or Hindi, and clearly visible. So the one of the requirements of the declaration is all declarations needs to be in English or Hindi, and it has to be legible. A customer should be able to read it, and it has to be clearly visible as well. Now we'll see the importance of compliance. Compliance importance: non-confirmation may lead to fine or imprisonment, emphasizing the critical nature of compliance. So in case of non-compliance, there is a fine, there is a penalty, and that is a huge penalty, and it might disrupt business as well. So the store admin and the regional admin team, the store manager is responsible for the compliance part. Call to action: strict checks of levels that necessary to ensure adherence to statutory compliances. So definitely the store manager needs to appoint department manager or any person. They need to regularly proactively check, and they need to adhere to the statutory compliance. So regularly, weekly, monthly checks needs to be done. Compliance ensures consumer trust and legal integrity in retail operations. So when the store manager proactively appoints the admin person to check and do regular round, all expired products are removed well in advance. The weighing machine is registered, there is a license, it is proper. Now, if the weighing machine is weighing proper manner, it will create a trust in consumer's mind, and definitely it will be a good shopping experience for them. And they will go out, spread word of mouth publicity that this particular store, they weigh there when they sell a product, they weigh it properly, and definitely the trust factor will bring more customers, thereby retailing into operational efficiency. Handling legal aspects: so designated legal manager or executive responsible for all legal matters at store or regional office. So at store level, there's a dedicated store admin or a legal manager who is designated to handle all such matters. In case if it's not available at store, they might have a regional person at a regional office. Diligent handling of legal notices and concern is crucial. So as and when a store receives a notice, in case the store person are not having legal knowledge, they need to pass it on to the person who has that knowledge. But that handling needs to happen in a proper manner. In case if there's a notice is issued, then it has to be taken seriously, and it needs to be escalated quickly rather than wasting time, and then there is a legal fine or there is a legal, there are chances where there could be a big penalty imposed, or it could disrupt the operations. So handling that complaint is very crucial. Key actions include stamping and recording receipt of legal notices, notifying concerned parties, and initiating necessary actions promptly. So when a notice is received, the store team needs to record it, stamp it, give acknowledgement, immediately scan it or send it to the person, concerned person. Initiating right action immediately helps into the loss. There might be a loss or there might be a disruption, ensuring that they take action quickly. Compliance report of pending legal issues must be updated and shared quarterly. So in case if there are the compliance report is generated and there are pending legal issues, then it must be highlighted, updated and shared every quarterly. Understanding labor laws for the retail stores. So compliance with specific employee regulation and labor laws is essential. The store HR is responsible for the compliance. All the leaves, all the employee register, all the offer letters, salary slips need to be available at any given point of time in case the labor officer visits the store. So understanding of law, labor laws is crucial, basic laws is crucial. In case the store HR is not equipped or trained enough to understand labor laws, there are chances where the organization hires a labor law consultant. The services of such consultant can be availed. Key areas include minimum wage requirement, working hours, overtime and employee benefits needs to be adhered. So the store HR needs to follow Minimum Wages Act. They need to mention working hours. They need to ensure that overtime is paid in case the staff is working overtime. and additional benefits are the employee benefits are passed on to them. Employer must ensure workplace safety standards and adhere to federal, state and local labor laws. Before opening the store, the stakeholders, the employers need to ensure workplace safety, the area is safe for staff to work, and they adhere to the central or the state and the local labor laws which are laid by the different authorities. HR policy should be established to ensure compliance, including creating handbooks, conducting training program, and implementing grievance handling system. So HR policies need to be placed, and there has to be a platform and mechanism where there is a grievance handling platform. The staff can come, they can lodge their complaint, they have a grievance, they can go, they can write a complaint, they can speak to the HR, and the proper grievance redressal cell needs to be also there. There has to be a record of trainings conducted and the upcoming trainings, ensuring that the staff is trained and they are equipped to sell merchandise and they are ready to sell, generate sales. Also implementing grievance handling systems where in case the staff has an issue, they can always go talk and resolve their queries. Environmental regulations and sustainability initiatives. Retail stores must comply with environmental regulations for waste management, energy efficiency, water conservation and sustainable resources. So as we have seen that government is putting a lot of efforts with regards to the sustainable usage of the resources, and here also there is the corporate social responsibility of the organization to provide eco-friendly products to the customer. So the retail store also needs to comply with all the environmental regulations. It could be with regards to the waste management. So the dry and the wet waste needs to be segregated. Energy efficiency, so they need to ensure when the customers are less in the store, they switch off some lights, they switch off the AC, thereby conserving the energy. Water conservation, they need to put a lot of signages and ensure that the water is not wasted. And definitely they need to do sustainable sourcing where the products are sourced which are causing less damage to the environment. So that needs to be secured. Proactive sustainability initiatives include reducing carbon footprint, waste reduction, sustainable sourcing, and corporate social responsibility initiatives. So with regards to the corporate social responsibility, the store also takes initiative of planting trees. Sometimes they do a lot of CSR work by doing a street play, role play, the staff is involved. They stand with placards, they ensure that the customer, they are spreading the message, social message. Sometimes they discourage customers for taking shopping bags. The use of cloth bags is also a part of CSR where they educate customers to reduce the carbon print and ensure that they don't use plastic, which is harmful to the environment. So now we'll see the benefits of environmental sustainability. It includes enhanced brand reputation, cost savings, regulatory compliance, and appeal to environmentally conscious consumers. So what happens when a store follows sustainability methods? It creates a brand reputation. When they do a lot of ads, when they discourage customers by taking shopping bags, they encourage paper bags, they encourage customers to bring cloth bags from their house, it creates a brand reputation. There is a savings because the plastic bags and the paper bags are, there is a repeated cost involved attached to it. So when a customer brings their own cloth bag, it definitely makes a savings for the store. Again, that is a regulatory compliance also. And definitely it creates a brand in minds. It creates a responsible, the brand is responsible with regards to the consumer, creates a positive impact in the minds of consumers. Steps for implementing sustainability initiatives include settling environmental goals, measuring performance metrics, engaging employees, and transparent reporting to stakeholders. So when a store takes an initiative, they need to follow that. They need to ensure that the staff is also involved. They are planting trees, they are talking to the customer, they are dissuading customers to take plastic bags. And definitely a lot of efforts taken needs to be recorded. The reports need to be filed, and the transparency, the report needs to share with the stakeholders as well. Implementing sustainability initiatives, the store and the regional team needs to have a set specific environmental goals and measure performance metrics. So if they are doing any initiative, the targets needs to be mentioned and the achievable needs to be mentioned. Both needs to be captured in a report. encourage employee engagement and stakeholder reporting. So the any initiative taken by a store, the employees needs to encourage, they needs to be participated, and a proper report needs to be filed. The stakeholder needs to report that. Commitment to environmental stewardship ensures long-term success. Implement regular training programs to educate employees about sustainability practices. So when the head office team or the PR team starts any CSR activity, they need to ensure that the communication is given to at the chain level. Everyone is on par, everyone is on same platform, so that whatever initiatives taken at head office level and at the chain level is communicated and there is proper participation of all the employees. So regular training and communication is a must. Establish incentives for employees who actively participate in sustainability initiatives. So in case if any employee is participating, they are saving water, they are conserving water, they are ensuring the energy conservation, obviously those staff needs to be rewarded, and that needs to be highlighted with regards in the photo of the employee should be published in the journal or the books which is published for the staff. So any efforts needs to be incentivized and the other needs to be motivated. Develop transparent communication channels for reporting sustainability progress to the stakeholders. So anything, any steps taken by the store level, there has to be a transparent communication channel, and that needs to be communicated to the stakeholders to ensure that there is a progress is recorded. So with this, today we saw how the different factors affect how the store needs to take different initiatives. There are sustainability issues, and there how staff needs to be involved, and every store licenses needs to be procured well in advance to avoid penalties and disruptions at the store operations level. Thank you.